Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's the morning shift with Mike, Bo, Ellie Mack, and Dylan at 7:41. Braves are on the struggle bus. Lost the series to Boston over the weekend. Yesterday lost 3-1. And really, everything in that game happened in the first inning. Mike, you were there?
Yes, I was. You can see that at MPJohnson79. Check my story. MPJohnson79. I would say between 8 and 10 feet away from where that ball, Trevor Story's double hit off the wall, and he cleared the bases in the first inning. And I was like, man, this is going to be an action pack, just offensive fireworks. I'm pretty sure that game, yeah, somebody had to check my math on this because I was gone by the time I heard the fireworks. Pretty sure the game was over in like 2 hours and 2 minutes.
Yeah.
Like something insane as far as how fast that went. We took the kids out and let them play in the splash pad outside during like the seventh inning stretch. And then all of a sudden the fireworks were going off. And I was like, holy crap, that was a quick game.
It's over. How many innings did they sit through before he had to get up and move around?
Ooh, 3.
Okay.
Yeah, we made
That's
it about 3 innings. Yeah, it was my expectation. I don't think my wife was not a fan. She was like, why, you know, got these seats. They made it through about 3 innings. And I was like, hey, let's go get some food.
Yeah.
Walk around. They were definitely more palatable walk around. But again, to your point, the game was the bases cleared in the first inning, top of the first, and that was it. And then Marcell Ozuna comes up, hits a home run. Not too long after, and we celebrated, and after that, I'm not sure anything would have kept my kids' attention through the end of that game, but there definitely wasn't anything to look at.
Mike, you were close. 2 hours, 13 minutes.
I was going to say,
wow.
It was close.
It was a quick one, dude. Like, it was insane how fast it went. Like I said, that's cool. Like, games that fast are cool. I think a lot of times when you have kids in attendance, because it's like, oh, it's just happening really quick. You get the seventh inning stretch, God Bless America, the fire, you know, fire. But, like, there was just nothing for them to cling on to, especially sitting out in center field, which last-minute tickets, 2 hours for game time, cheap. They didn't have any clue what was going on. They were like, hey, can you give me my crayons?
Can we get Dippin' Dots?
Yeah. Which, by the way.
Dang.
Shout-out to Bo here. If you need to know this information, you can take a diaper bag into Truist Park. Son.
Pack it.
Yes. Yeah. I was like, dude, if I didn't have kids, I'd strap a baby doll to my chest and a baby Bjorn and be like, hey, my diaper bag.
This is good information. Get out of
the baby's asleep. Baby's asleep. Back up. Yeah. So,
what are you going to sneak like a bottle in the baby Bjorn?
Well, I'm not going to say that live out on the radio, but yeah, wink, wink. You know, you could do whatever you needed to.
That's interesting.
Yeah, I mean, good for you.
I actually bought a car, the Angel's Envy. Whiskey for this engagement, because you always talk about it. I've never had it still.
Great stuff. Finished rye is insanely good. Hey, speaking of stuff, I'd sneak in a diaper bag. Definitely go that route.
You might have an issue with that.
Just watered down Coca-Cola, sir.
It's flat.
Yeah, the ice melted.
Yeah. Don't smell like Coke, son.
Yeah.
Well, you know. It sucks. This series sucked. The Braves had one day where they did something. Shout out to Schwellenbach, who, that's what you want to talk about. Something we needed to mention. Where did 100 come from?
Man, it's terrifying. I'm terrified.
Mean, so you Abe and I had this conversation in April, and I said, regardless of when and how Spencer Strider comes back, Schwellenbach is now the best pitcher on the staff. Now, Chris Sale has risen back or gotten back to that I would say Cy Young type performances.
He'd like to have a word, yeah.
However, a guy that can throw 6 pitches and top out at 100 multiple times in a game, oh boy. It almost to the point where I was like, that's what I want to see Brian Snicker do, is walk out there and say, hey man, you don't got to hit 100. Like, just keep it around 98. When the playoffs get here, and if we make it and we need you to hit 100, then I want you to rear back. But let's just keep that let's keep that elbow healthy.
Chris Sale said this about a month ago, did he not? Where he was like, you know, they're like, hey, your velocity's down to 94 at some points early in the game, and he's like, I can't make it, you know, 30 starts and 200 innings by hitting 97 on every pitch. I just can't do it. Like, nobody can. And when you come off the AJ Smith-Shawver news about him having obviously the elbow issue and being pulled the other day, and you look at 100 mile an hour for Schwellenbach, I'm like, dude, I'd be sick.
It was like,
I'd be sick if anything were to happen.
It was like 7 or 8 pitches that were 99 and above, including what was it, Allie, like two, I think, or maybe three that hit 100.
Yeah, it was nuts.
One of them was 100 and a half, like 100.5.
Well, and it was his birthday, too. So it was like yes. Right in the stars that this needed to happen for him that day.
I don't know what kind of cake you had this morning.
Yeah.
But whatever it was, dial it back up.
Hope it wasn't no Profar cake. Yeah. Then it could be bad.
Please don't do that. Don't even put that out to the atmosphere right now.
Hey, you know who comes back this month?
Need those problems.
I'm pretty sure Profar comes back at the end of this month.
No way. No, yeah. Wait. It's got to be July. It's got to be July.
Well, I mean, he's eligible to come back, and then I know that he can start rehabbing like 2 weeks before the due date.
Huh.
Man.
I think I mean, when I say rehabbing, I'm pretty positive playing in the minors.
What do you think the reception will be like when Profar comes back?
See, that's so interesting because he didn't even have a chance to win us
we
over.
We barely even knew you.
We barely even knew you before you really made us mad, man. So I don't know.
Yeah.
Bostradamus is right, by the way. Ding.
Well, that is a surprise. I'm right.
Eligible to come back June 29th.
No okay. kidding. Right at the end of the month. Wow. Yeah. Snuck it in there.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be interesting. And obviously, we'll track that throughout the month. And hopefully, he can provide some emotion, you know, maybe a little spark plug.
Maybe a little
get things
spark.
Fired up.
Do you think it'll depend on how our emotions are at that point, how the Braves are doing at that point? If we're doing well, it's like, yeah, we've got another person to add to the roster. Or if we're doing bad, it's like, this is kind of your fault.
No, you're absolutely. Look, Eli White I love, but he's cooled off a little bit.
For
Verdugo's
sure.
cooled off. You won't Profar coming back. Hey, what's that word? How do you say that word, Allie, where you hit both ways? Not switch hitter, but the other word where you can throw with the right hand.
Ambidextrous.
Say it again.
Ambidextrous.
She does use the B. I was going to say ambidextrous.
Oh.
I was trying to see if like if that the B in there was silent because it showed up and I was like ambidextrous. Oh, okay.
I think the thing about Profar coming back in the lineup, you guys correct me if I'm wrong, it feels like we've spent 2 years talking like waiting on the next person.
Yeah.
Like, have we not? Like, oh, this guy's injured. This guy's coming back. This guy's coming back.
Well,
that guy's coming back. This guy's injured. He'll come back. Ozzie will come back from the toe, or this guy will come back from the hip. It's like we don't have that guy right now other than Profar. It's like we're not waiting on anybody.
Well,
like,
you know, it's interesting to me because you were talking about this morning how the conversation goes in circles around Kyle Pitts, right?
Yes.
Because
you
it's
do.
Not individual. It's the same thing with the Braves right now. Oh, well, we're waiting on this.
Right.
Oh, well, we're waiting on this. Oh, well, we have a day off, so maybe tomorrow will
soon.
Be better. Yeah, there's just this conversation keeps going on and on and on. We're not getting anywhere.
That's my frustration with some of the people hitting me up saying, blow it up. And I responded, you don't normally blow up teams with a bunch of team friendly contracts. It's been 2 years of this. Okay, well, didn't have a Ronald Acuna for how many games? How long? A year of it. You've been. Ozzie was essentially hurt all last year. He started to heat up. You know, Austin Riley missed how many games last year? Like it hasn't been 2 years of not hitting.
Sean Murphy's was gone basically.
Yeah.
Third of the season.
Now
he never got hot.
Let me rephrase it. It has been 2 years of not hitting, or a year and a half, but it hasn't been a year and a half of the core not hitting. Now Michael Harris has been. He was banged up too. Last year, but he hasn't been really good since midway through 2023 at the plate. Anyways, he's a freaking.
Yeah, he's phenomenal playing
yeah.
defense. Which I've told you, I've been concerned for a while now that he's just Jason Hayward.
Yeah, I called him. You got mad at me this morning off the air. I said he's a Rafael Belliard of center fielders because he's a phenomenal fielder, but he can't. He's not hitting his. He hasn't hit a home run since. The middle of April.
Yeah, was it Angelton Simmons that was just a beast at short and you just knew he was going to hit 200 for a
yeah,
while
but then,
there?
Yeah, but then he left, went to the Angels and hit like 300 one year. So
where did that come from?
It's, just like another shortstop that decided to leave Atlanta and he just hit a home run yesterday.
Yeah, that's frustrating, isn't it? Getting the post-Atlanta bump, if you will.
That guy.
Anyways,
I don't like that.
Let's hit this mic'd up.
Not rare.
Reminder, today's mic'd up brought to you by Buffalo's Cafe. Come wing it family style at one of Buffalo's Cafe's 13 Atlanta locations. So hopefully when my family and I get to Buffalo's, there's nobody we need an autograph from. Or maybe I would be lucky to have that. So the story rolls is this. Went over to Charlotte, obviously, last weekend. My buddy that went with me, his name is Doug. He bought my son an autographed Dale Earnhardt Jr. book. Dale Earnhardt Jr. has a couple of kids' books out.
Mm-hmm.
Buster Finds Victory Lane or something like that. And this sequel was Buster's Back on Track, right? So my son looks at it and he's like, hey, Dad, somebody scribbled in the book. you know? And I'm like, hey, that's Dale Earnhardt Jr.'s. That's Dale Earnhardt Jr.'s autograph, dude. Like, just calm down. Like, and he's like, I don't want it. Can we erase it? And I'm like, no. That's that's a pretty cool thing to have. He's a pretty famous person, NASCAR Hall of Famer, obviously. Everybody knows who Dale Earnhardt Jr. is. Doing a great job on the Amazon broadcast, by the way.
Dang.
But I just it got into a deeper conversation with what do autographs mean to kids these days? And if it's not in person, I don't know about y'all. I've bought autographs things like online, like eBay. I used to go on eBay and be like, oh, man, this picture is autographed by so-and-so. And you would buy. Like, I don't think autographs mean as much anymore at all, especially if it's not in person. But I don't know that, like, 20 years from now, you're even going to want anybody to sign anything. It's all kind of selfie mode.
Disagree.
Okay.
First off, if Rich doesn't want that book, I will buy him an unscribbled-on version.
Yeah, he's not getting rid of the book.
And I can take the scribbled-on version. I will take that off his hands. I'll remedy this issue for him.
Yeah.
Second, you're making that assumption based off, or that stance based off of your soon-to-be 4-year-old son.
No, not entirely. I mean, I was a high school coach for 4 years. They didn't care anything about having anybody sign anything. It was always selfies.
I think, yes, selfies are a thing, but there are still plenty of the autograph-seeking people out there. And look, somebody sends you, here's an autographed name your favorite celebrity thing that you're gonna put it on your wall.
Yeah.
You know, they still sell with great value. I just think it's more about the experience is now become, if I meet someone, I got to get a selfie. I do think that's replaced it instead of, let me get a napkin for you to write on. I agree to an extent, but I don't think that people still don't want, I think you still want autographed things. I think that there's still the collector side of that, but if it's in person and you don't have anything for them to sign,
right,
you just assume get a selfie and then you'd probably take a picture of that.
Yeah.
Or blow it up. I mean,
I'm with Bo on that because I remember back when I got my glove signed in person by Jeff Francoeur. So I think something that maybe is that you get that's pre-signed doesn't mean as much. But if you get something signed
in person,
then I think that value is still there. And I think people still really want that. And like Bo said, if you don't have anything to sign, then the next step is the picture. But I think people would still love to get something autographed in person. Like, you see them signing it for you. I think something that pre-signed, it takes away a little bit of that spunk.
I completely disagree that anyone really wants autographs anymore. You want the clout, right? Everybody's got MeTV with their phone.
MeTV.
And putting on social media. And you want to look like, hey, I know Dale Earnhardt Jr.
Yes.
You want
we
to
were
look
hanging out.
Exactly.
No big deal.
So
just me and DJ.
Maybe if you're looking to, maybe if you're looking to resell or have a nice collection, maybe an autograph
is a
little bit more valuable to you, but I know I have thrown, I maybe shouldn't admit this, but I've thrown away autographs I have gotten personally because I just don't, don't see what the point
what am I supposed to do
anymore.
With this at this point?
I'm like, oh, I got a photo with this person. I don't need the autograph anymore.
I will
what?
Say, like, if I had
sell
a ticket
it.
To, like,
nah.
Yeah, I was going to say, the one that I threw away, I'm not going to say the name, it's a Baseball Hall of Famer, but I didn't get it personally signed. I just threw it away. She got it personally signed, but I think if it was a ticket stub, that was autographed, like I was at the game.
Yeah.
Like maybe that's different. Maybe you put it under a picture of you and your family or something at the game.
Yeah, one trend I started to see pop up a lot on social media, but it takes time, so it'd be a pro move on the athlete or celebrity's side, is you take a selfie and then have them sign it on the phone.
Wow.
So that's like a double tap right
there.
Wow,
I didn't even think about that.
What?
Have you guys, when's the last time you got an autograph?
How does that work?
Like with the pen on your phone.
The markup. On the phone.
Last time I got an autograph, Grady Jarrett signed I brought some cleats. This was before I started obviously working here. I was still in college. Grady Jarrett signed one of my cleats when I went to training camp.
Nice.
That's cool.
Nice. I can't even think of a time that I got an autograph in person. I'm trying to think when I was a kid.
Don Sutton once.
That's a good one.
Bill Laimbeer was a complete blank head to me.
Shocker.
Dale Jr., when I was still at the old station, and I think I was still
a junior
I was still
in
intern.
Person?
Yeah, so he actually signed the only diecast I had of his at the time, which was the red Budweiser car. He signed the windshield.
Nice.
I don't have a picture of him doing it because I don't even know the camera.
Say, it's such a recent thing. Hey, I want to hear from you guys on the other side. It's the wake-up call, 404-726-0929. Two questions. If you met a celebrity in person, you getting a selfie or an autograph? And who's the coolest autograph you gotten? Also, Kyle Pitts, want to have that conversation as well. You trading Kyle Pitts? Or you want him to stay in Atlanta Falcon? Are you a Pitts believer? That's 404-726-0929. 0929 at 929 Morning Shift. Let us know how you feel. This hour brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. We'll be right back.